Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that you are the object of divine grace? God does not treat you as you deserve. He doesn't treat you better than you deserve. He treats you without the slightest reference to what you deserve. All unworthiness on your part has been forever banished. It is only the worthiness of the Son of God that God now sees. He treats you with the same divine favor with which He treats the Son. God's marvelous grace is without measure to you and I, because where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Grace is our standing before God. In that same chapter, Romans 5 and verse 2, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To know that you don't stand on your own merit, you don't stand on your own worth, but you stand in the grace of God. Don't attempt to oppose God's grace by seeking to walk and live under some principle of law. Refuse to do so in your own life, and refuse to do so in the lives of others. Live under God's grace dominion. Romans chapter 6, verse 14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace." God's placed you under grace. That's a good thing to be under. To be under something is for something to have dominion over you. Sin and the law used to have dominion, but they don't have any dominion anymore. The work of Calvary forever put that issue aside. It's God's grace that has dominion over you now. Thus, it's called the reign of grace in Romans chapter 5, verse 21, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace reigning. This dominion of grace has made you and I rich. Whatever earthly treasures you may or may not possess, you have the lasting riches that flow from God's grace. That's true wealth. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 says, "For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich." In Father's grace, you will find all the sufficiency you ever need. It matters not what unknown circumstances or situations may lay in your path today. His powerful grace is always sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, "He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So Paul says, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Little wonder did Paul praise the glory of God's grace. He says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." We're accepted in Christ, and he made us that way. He doesn't only praise God here, he praises God's grace. But not only God's grace, he praises the glory of it. Little wonder John Newton, that former slave ship captain, could pen the words, "Amazing grace." Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Judy Collins singing her 1970 hit rendition of John Newton's "Amazing Grace."